here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Escape Podcast to reality. With Justine, the Grinch. Escape to reality.
Hello, friends. We're here. It's Real Housewives of Miami checking in. Two episodes went by just like that.
Best TV on the planet. Best 2 hours of my life. Way better than Christmas with three children. If you want to have multiple kids, there, I would rather give birth three times over every single day for a month than prepare for Christmas with three children.
A lot of work.
Oh my God. I'm exhausted. I feel like I went through a triathlon.
Together or like what? Like
or just preparing to buy. There's a lot of shit to buy to make this magical wrapping everything. Give it like not the shtick of you know who pretending and then they'll hear things and they try to I said something about the charging. They're like, what did you say? They're trying to, you know, be like Santa's not trying to like bust the whole Santa myth. I don't want to scream it too loud, but it's just a fucking nightmare.
Oh yeah.
It's too much. Christmas is a commercial bullshit situation.
So this is what I noticed. This is now. So I had to do like essentially two Christmases with my kid because my parents, then we go back east to my in-laws.
And traveling with gifts is crazy. Are you buying the gifts before?
We had to check a whole nother suitcase to bring all the shit.
It's crazy.
Back, you know, half the crap he's not going to play
or
with.
Shop.
But this
there,
is what I found both times. And it reminded me of being a kid, which is like really kids want one thing typically for Christmas. Like there's one thing they have their eye on. And same with birthdays. They get that one thing and the rest is over. I remember
it's bullshit.
This as a kid.
Right.
Like my cousin being like, fuck all these other gifts. And he would just want to put one thing and people would be all offended. And it's like, I see it happening again. It's like, really, we should get one.
And I do it over
present.
And over and over.
I know.
I'm wasting sick. Money. I've thrown away half of them already. There's the trash of
the
junk, the filler. Yeah. They don't want it. But then if they wake up and there's one present under the tree, I'm a piece of shit garbage person.
I know, but it's like, it's all constructed. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. Like really the rest of the boxes could be filled with trash. They wouldn't even know
or a dollar store stuff,
the other
dollar.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know, there, I can't stop thinking about this TikTok, which makes me feel like I'm succeeding at parenting, but it's just bullshit. This lady wakes up and she's crying. And people with their TikToks, like, I just love how people are calling other people out. Like, who's videotaping this? When you start crying, do you bust out your phone and start crying? Anyway, this was hilarious, though. She's crying, and you can see in the background, the whole room is just ripped apart. Her kid got up and opened every single five-year-old guy woke up before everybody, ripped apart every single present before everyone woke up and just trashed Christmas, ruined Christmas. And
I love that.
I would seriously I would go nuts. You'd have to return every single thing. They have to get nothing.
Yeah,
it really ruined Christmas. I mean, and then you just picture some kid like the Tasmanian devil just ripping apart presents while everyone's sleeping. It's wild.
Kids are nuts. Yeah, it's all like, honestly, it's
such bullshit.
It's
Jewish
great,
people got
it's,
it right. A present a night. You get one present a night.
That,
I think that's more beautiful.
We went to a friend's house for the first night of Hanukkah. It was not one gift per person. Those kids, it was just like Christmas.
They're fucking
tons
up.
Crap.
How many
same
presents
experience.
A night then?
I mean, I don't even know. They had like six the first night and then they got presents the next night. Because
maybe the
again,
first
so.
Night is a big hurrah or you think the last night.
Know. They were going nuts. I mean, it was like Christmas morning over there for 8 nights.
Do they have a Christmas tree? Or are they both Jewish people?
Both, they're fully Jewish. Yeah, no Christmas.
No
tree.
Christmas tree. Good for them.
No Christmas tree.
That's a waste too.
Isn't that crazy though? Like when you really think about how much Christmas
these dumb
permeates,
fucking
like,
Christmas
I'm
trees.
Not, it's not a religious holiday to me, but I love Christmas. Like love
it's
it.
Not and to anybody. That, like it's a commercial. Well, it's Valentine's. They dressed up in a Christmas tree.
In Jesus.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jesus. Yeah.
How
don't want to say the J word. Like,
if you're a practicing Jew and you do not celebrate Christmas, like you're not, you know, agnostic or anything, like it's crazy. You're like, there's this whole thing just shoved in your face for like, I mean, anybody, not just Jewish people.
You don't,
but
nobody
don't
gets
celebrate.
Off work for Hanukkah. Everybody's off work. There is Christmas Eve. Everything's shut down. You can't do anything on Christmas. No Starbucks. Yeah. It's like, I'm freaking Jewish. Give me a Frappuccino.
No Starbucks. But we survived another Christmas down. I can't believe
it. I hate it. I'm so happy it's over. I wish I could give, if I could give my kids a dust of amnesia, it'd be over Christmas. I am done with it. I'm done.
I can tell.
Exhausting.
I was going to text you this ahead of time, but I didn't. Do you have anything, and we could talk about this when we record Love After Lockup, like, are there favorite, like, what's the best thing you watched this year? The thing that brought you the absolute most joy that you consumed on television? It does not have to be something we talked about. Like, what's your favorite thing you've watched this year?
God, I would say right now, off the top of my head, it's Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah.
I'd have to see a list. I have no memory of anything. I can't remember anything.
Oh, God.
What else is there? I feel like I need to watch Top Gun. Is Top Gun on there for you?
Yeah, in terms of what a else movie, is Top there? Gun's on there for me. I mean, Love is Blind is on there for me, for sure. Like we talked about.
Yeah, Love is Blind was good. But yeah, if I could take a lifetime of fresh episodes of Real Housewives of Miami over Love is Blind, I would throw Love is Blind in the trash as fast as I could for some reason.
Oh, it'd be hard for me. It would be hard.
The Real Housewives of Miami is just so fun to me. I love every single person. It just brings, it's just happy, even though someone's life is falling apart on it.
You know what I thought, though? This is why I think this is different. So we can talk about Miami. Let's circle back. I will send you some lists.
I'll have to think of stuff. Right.
After lockup. Because I have some things. So what I am finding about this cast.
The Santa Claus is like super cute.
Santa Claus? Oh, the Santa Claus show.
Me and Tyler, every episode, we're like, oh my God, we're such losers. So basic. Oh, it was really cute, though.
No, what I'm realizing about Miami is the stuff that I hate on other housewives, I do not mind here. For example, the shaman. I thought I was going to be like, this is so lame. But as the shaman
It was teetering.
But as it went on, and then you hear Alexia say, like, what I need to learn is not to be as judgy. And like, we all have shit going on. And the way she said it, like, like she tried to say, like, there's a purse on, she said it in Spanish. It sounded so much better. Like, there's a purse of shit we all carry with us. And like, ours is heavy. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of like, this is why I like this show, because even if it's lame, which it was bordering on a what the fuck are we doing?
It's okay.
You still see the moments of where they actually are friends or that they care about each other.
And the next, the next scene they're selling, they're shitting all over Adriana's music video.
They're blowing it all up. I know, it's hilarious. That's what makes it
was cute, though. It was nice. I mean, I don't want to watch people cry all day, but it was okay. I'll take anything that's they'll give me. Adriana, I think housewives shouldn't be allowed to film music videos, and we shouldn't be put through a music video. I don't want to watch it
for some reason,
even in musicals I was in as a child.
I love, this is the other thing for me. I love every one of these housewives. I just like, they all are doing something for this group. Even low key, what's her face? Not Gertie.
Kiki, she's quiet.
I freaking love Kiki. Kiki's great. Cute. Her commentary in the confessionals alone is gold to me. So they're all doing something, you know.
Yeah, I'm happy she's there. I wonder. I don't know if she's who's full time. Are they? Has everyone full time this season? Because remember last year?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
A friend of. I'd have to look at the opening credits.
She seems nice. She gives off a nice energy.
Great fashion.
I love them all. I wouldn't be able to take sides in anyone's fight.
I'm starting to become a little bit of an Alexia. Like, I'm starting to really like Alexia as a housewife.
An apologist? Alexia apologist?
Like, I don't want to become a Teresa Giudice apologist, but I thought it was hilarious. Her Russian whore comment cracked me up. I mean, crazy to say, but she's standing
I mean, I'm not Russian, so I don't feel bad, but
it's hilarious. Good.
Well, she did apologize too. I can see where things would go south, but it does rile up what's her face. I want to say Maria. That's not her name. Why can't I think of her name?
Julia. I think the similarities between Teresa and Alexia are very evident in scenes like this, where it's like, I think.
Oh, okay.
But just the like lineage. How calmly she was like, you know how to be a prostitute, you're Russian. It was just like, oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
See? And then she's like, I was giving you a compliment. I just thought that was hilarious. She really is becoming a star to me in this cast, because she has that kind of ignorance that's funny to watch on TV. I don't know.
And
She's
in the audacity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Stupidity. Not stupidity, because I think she's sharper than. Here I go back on my Teresa isn't the smartest.
No, Teresa's sharp too. You don't survive this long, baby.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't.
It's funny now you're seeing the similarities.
I am.
I'm glad
so
you're
much.
Seeing it. Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else feels this way, but I really.
Yeah.
Like,
Andy Cohen
like
brought
this...
it up at BravoCon.
Okay. Yeah.
So he really said it too.
Yeah.
They look alike almost.
Yes, they do. They have
I need to see them
lines.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both with dark and, hair.
So, you know, I can see where Julia's coming from, and Julia seems to let it go, but I can see this being dragged out at the reunion, right?
Forever. Yeah.
Right.
I think she's going to hold on to it like very.
Poor
very
Russian
long.
Women are all. I never heard that stereotype. I mean, all you hear is horrible
either,
things
but
out
we
of Russia,
lived
but
in like heavy Russian
positivity.
Population areas.
Right. Right. I grew up with. Yeah. I worked with a lot of girls that were. I guess that's not Eastern Europe, or I don't know. They all were from either Poland. I don't know if they were Russian, but they're a good time. I do love, they would all invite me to their weddings when I was like 20 something years old. You think of all these random weddings that you go to and you don't talk to the people anymore. It's really wild. Do you have that?
I was not
life?
A random wedding goer. No,
I'd be working with people for a little bit and then I'd be getting, oh, and I'm the worst. I was the worst wedding guest when I was drinking. God, I would just be so drunk. No bride
just
wants to be near me.
Left
oh God. spilling, I've spilled drinks on brides' gowns at their wedding reception. It's terrible.
Oh God. I told you about
I
the time
be executed.
At a wedding. This chick was like completely blacked out and it was like the end of the night. And she took this centerpiece of like where there were like 5 feet flowers, pulled the flowers out and started chugging the face. And her husband was like, holy shit, like trying to get her to stop. It was hilarious. Like beads, like water
that
beads
is hilarious.
Falling into her mouth.
Oh my God. That is so funny. I can just picture
the thirst,
that. Oh my God.
The thirst just got her.
Oh my God. That is so funny. It's probably not that
man,
dirty.
It brings shit out of people, you know? Free booze. You're gonna go for it.
But I do get the episode before with Lisa talking
yes.
on the phone and he's got the
great
the girlfriend over and she's like don't follow me and God
I mean the mom she's talking to the mother-in-law where she's like she told me never to come in the house again. I mean that was crazy and like the hot audio of her being like make sure that bitch isn't in my house like all of that I find
he's blowing up his life.
Blowing it up. The fact that the mom, both that episode and then the episode that was just that came out today, is very much on Lisa's side is a little surprising to me. Honestly,
I'm relieved. I'm shocked.
Too.
But so happy and relieved.
But then when she said like this is the first divorce in the Hochstein family, like
right.
ever.
That's what she's more worried about, not Lisa.
Exactly. Like I right. think the way she's even when Lisa
her image.
Like, at that lunch, Lisa said something about like, I mean, they're both at fault. And it's like, you can see what the mom's trying to do is be like, that
right.
whore tempted
yeah.
my son.
Right, right, right.
Rather than like he played a part.
And I don't
in
see
it,
her
so.
As a homewrecker at all, because in my eyes, Lenny's the one in the relationship and it's his 100% duty to not go fuck another woman.
Yeah. I mean,
she could easily, but women are people are trash and women yeah. always think that some guy's going to treat them different. Well, Lenny's going right. to treat you like shit eventually too.
The way he's gone about this, I think the thing that is a little bit in the back of my mind is this last scene that we just watched the lunch where they were like, do you think he was saying stuff to Lisa and she was just kind of ignoring
right.
it?
Right.
And they were like, I do. And I just wonder if that was what was happening because just even the way he treated her when we saw there were some cold moments like that flashback where she's like, yeah. we're still the sparks there. Right, babe. Like the sparks there. And he's like, sure. And he's like gritting
his teeth. Dinner.
You know, I
just the way he talks to her with dead eyes and.
Yeah. But were there more signs that she missed? Not saying that doesn't justify his behavior at all. It's just like,
I'm sure there were behind the scenes talks.
Was it this black and white as it appears that he just one day all of a sudden is like, I have a girlfriend and I'm fucking leaving you. It's horrible.
He probably was super shady, but also thought that he was being a dick maybe, but it's not clear to a woman who's like in denial too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Hold on. So. Wild. What was I going to say? Oh, but then last season, he's asking her for a kid. I forget about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Which is a sick puppy move.
Two. It's just so,
so
young.
So fresh.
It's so young. It's crazy. And I mean, then the, like, when she says the this last scene where she's telling the mom about, like, the girl licking her lips when Lisa's, like, trying to talk to her, just like,
that is, I mean, trash.
That laying out, it's crazy. Oh, of course it's trash behavior. I mean, she's messing with a married dude. That's horrible.
Right. Yeah. But I feel like ultimately, right, Lenny is, God.
We've just never seen anything like this. Like, you said, her pacing around.
What's her face? Like, right. You know, we didn't get to see, he is pulling a Frasier. What's his name?
Yes. Yes.
These men that once their wives are distracted, they're ready to just pull the ripcord. Yep. So crazy. Many scumbag men.
I know.
There's so many more scumbag men than, I can't think of a nice husband on Real Housewives.
I know there's Eddie more Judge. Terrible ones.
Who's a nice husband? Penn Todd? Mauricio, maybe still PK? To be determined if he goes to his grave. Right, PK is looking like a shining star. And the husbands are more nice.
Todd? I don't know.
Who in, yeah, right, Todd. Who else in Jersey? He's cheating. God, is Jen Aiden a couple seasons away from a Lisa Hochstein situation?
Yes.
Could possibly be, right?
Yes.
Could he go cold on her like that? I wonder.
I think the only difference might be culturally. Like, but see, no, because like Lenny,
but they have the culture too, right?
I just love how everyone's like, all of a sudden, like, who said it? Marisol, like, all right, I'll say it. I never liked him. She's like,
that's what everyone always says.
And everybody says the same thing. It's like, oh my God.
I think it's a terrible thing to say to someone after they break up. I was told that. And it's just like, it makes me look at that person like, you're not true in my life. At least.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I don't like that. It doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help. It just fucks their head up more.
I mean, the scene where they're all having the last dinner and they call her on speakerphone and everybody's like shouting stuff at her. Lock the door. Don't come in. Don't come out. Burn his shit. And then just
take pictures of you with the kids.
This is, again, why Lars is growing me as well. Like, Larsa just takes the phone like, hey, I know this is loud and annoying and I'll call you.
I know.
Like, she actually seems like she's being a really good friend.
We'll really talk.
And like giving some solid advice, because if you want to,
he's on the other side, right?
And how to get what you're owed if you're Larsa, because Larsa got fucking half whatever. You
definitely
follow what Larsa's doing. Like, that worked.
Lisa's lucky she had kids, because he could easily hose her financially without the kids. She's gonna get good.
She would be so
fucked. Yeah. Does Lisa, it's really sad that Lisa keeps saying, I want to work it out. So if he would come back to her, she would be back with him, which is really depressing and sad.
Really
just
sad.
Because you're scared. She obviously can't be happy either with being treated like that.
No. And just like when she said, like, I'm humiliated. Like the way she was, you know, like the way she was talking about it was more than the fact that it was done like publicly to her. Than anything else. Like, I think she would have eaten it if it had been silent and it, like, she had gotten caught and he said,
and
he was
how
sorry.
He's
she
acting
would have taken
right
him
now.
Back.
Right.
Yeah. And he's acting nuts. Like, he's like boldly in her face and his mother's face. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. It's interesting to treat your wife like shit, but your mom too, treating her like garbage, kicking your mom out.
Crazy.
Gave you life with her tits. Hold on. What do you think? Do you think that Larsa, is she kind of sounding like she wishes she stayed with Scotty? Is that the vibes you get?
There's some regrets there around her marriage for sure.
What do you think about Adriana? I mean, Alexia's top tier housewife for having the public record on the snapshot.
That's crazy.
That was insane.
That's wild. I like Adriana, like, as a housewife. I think she's very entertaining.
Right.
I thought there she was pretty solid.
She looks really pretty sometimes, and she looks like a disheveled 7-Eleven worker sometimes.
Like, yeah. It's real hot or cold. But I love her speaking in Brazilian as she's like walking around talking to him. She's got a vibe to her for sure with men.
She's wild.
I kind of believe her that she wouldn't purposely sleep with a married dude.
No, I don't think so either. And do you think that he's not?
That's wild.
She prepared. Do you it's think crazy. That her and Cockies are getting cocked up? And
yeah,
if I like Marisol, but I don't want her to make me not like her. Please, Marisol, stop saying Cockies.
It's this close for me.
Please
like,
stop.
I am a half inch away from turning on her because I think there's now like there's made five comments about how she doesn't eat, which is like they're low key, like saying like all she does is drink.
Right.
The constant screwdriver.
She's on those shots or whatever.
This entire trip has been too much for me. I just like
I take a mojito at 9 a.m.
The reliance on drinking as part of her shtick is like it's old to me already. And so it's like enough. If you say cocktail again or take another sip of like
I've never seen a housewife.
It's weird.
Be so bold about being a drunk.
It's wild. It's like she's really out there, not only just drinking and like not saying anything. She's actively like, ooh, time for gotta get a roadie. You know me. I love a fresh one. Oh, have a sip of this. Like, Alexi, it's gonna be too strong for you. It's like, Jesus Christ.
She's drinking out of a thing that says Cockies. It's like that's yeah. not the nickname we're looking for. I don't know.
It really isn't. It really isn't. I know.
She's a smart because she's got a presence. She's a great housewife. That doesn't need to be what revolves around her.
It really doesn't. Like her and Alexia, which like the scene where Alexia, she's like sitting on Alexia's lap in the confessional and they're like, laughing and talking together. Love that all day.
Cute.
Like
yeah.
it's cute. She's cute. She's fun. But the boozing, it's like, it's enough already. I don't need it.
And when they're at the shaman, she's like, you know, these girls can come to me anytime. I'm really repairing myself every day. It's like, you're fucking shit faced every day. You're not repairing shit. You're masking being a drunk. God, what's the girl's name with the pilot husband?
Nicole,
her husband, her on the phone with her husband should be guiding little Lisa into the arms of a good attorney.
Yeah. Well, you heard them all in the like first part of the last episode where they were still talking about it. Like initially they were shouting out attorneys' names. You heard them like, oh, go to the, this Steve's, right. go to this one, go to like, they were dropping names of firms. Like she that is what she to. Needs to be doing. She needs to retain.
Before they Betty Broderick her.
Right. You know, like the rich people game is you got to retain all the attorneys. That so nobody else can, list. You know, all of that. Yeah. Betty Broderick. That was like 2 years ago.
It's a great show. I love Amanda Peet. I wish she was in more stuff. Everything she does, she's enchanting.
Yeah.
What else is there? I love it, the first season, the first episode of last week, episode 6. We're already up to episode 7. Why did they drop 4 on us? It's going to be over already. I'm sick to my stomach about it.
It's good though. It's so good.
When they
it's tight.
Yeah, Lisa's life is falling apart.
Yeah.
And then Marisol, Alexia comes in. She's like, how are we going to turn this around? Marisol's like, so funny. Marisol's like, well, it's your birthday. Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Even when she comes to the dinner before she leaves, like, and you could tell, I thought it was like when Lisa said they're talking, but it's like, I just hear noise. That experience, like the way she described that is so accurate. Like when you're overcome with that feeling where like you can focus on nothing else.
Your life is falling apart.
Yeah. But when she was like, there's a girl in her house, like I have to go or whatever. Alexia's like, we have to call 911. This is ridiculous. 911.
I give her credit. Lisa did handle it well. Like a lot of people would have just blown up in there and 2 in the morning and caused a scene going there next morning if her kids were safe.
Yeah, trying to figure it out, I guess. I loved, by the way, Justine made a comparison on our Instagram Reality podcast of her to Jessica Parker in First Wives Club. Great. I love
she's
that.
Not the second wife, but she looks just like her, and her mannerisms are very SJP when I watch.
Yes, they are.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Now I can't unsee it.
And Lisa, she should be so unlikable, but she's very likable to me.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I feel the same way. Same with Larsa. I gotta say, I find both of them likable.
Yeah.
Like even like I feel like Larsa's giving solid advice throughout this shit. Yeah. Everything she says, even when she was like, even the shit with the shaman, I'm like, damn, I really think she just like wants to be in a nice little marriage and like being.
I feel like I was in prison and I lost 6 years of my life with my children that I grew up. I was living with them from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. Then they snatched those years from us. And I'm back trying to adjust in year 12 and they're going, you know, they're going to high school dances and they hate me.
Why did
Bravo take these women from us?
I don't know. To be honest, though, I almost don't want it to move to Bravo. I feel like what is on
it's
Peacock
better here. Yeah. However, they're better. Doing it.
But it just is. Everything we've seen on Peacock, Rugged is on Peacock first. The things that are on Peacock are a little fresher for some reason. And I think the production is different.
Who's ever doing it? Right.
You got to save it because this is the way the Housewives
they
should
could
be.
Ruin
it. Feel like
right.
this. They could easily.
Imagine if Potomac needs this little cut. I want the Potomac screens to look like these screens. It's like I'm there. It's so clear.
Yes. It's the way it's
there's
shot
like a
great.
Fuzziness of the Housewives on Bravo.
Yes, you're right. Like it's with a filter or something. This is a different camera.
Oh, and I love Gertie. I love her faces. I take offense. I find someone like Gertie who can pull off multimillionaire weddings and be on Vogue and be one of the top tier housewife or wedding planners in the world mm-hmm. should not be talked down to the way she is. And I can't wait for her to snap on everybody. But I do love how they go to her faces. She is funny. But I like Gertie. Good. There's something I really like about her. I like her.
I like her too. You know what I liked was when, speaking of, when I mentioned Kiki earlier, when Kiki was like, they were like, could you imagine Lenny cheating? And she was like, yes, I could.
She's
like,
the shape
of his head. Like, he's
I see
bald.
What she means.
And then she looks at the producer and she's like, you're bald. You've cheated. And he's like, no, in the background. Like, I love that. But like the way I love when somebody says shit that's out of control, but like it's fact as fuck.
Yeah.
Like that is just like, so, like she's just like at the shape of his head, you could tell he was a cheater and she meant it. It was hilarious.
I could see what she means.
I could kind of too. I was like, yeah, you could see.
She's really cute. They have a great cast. I love every single person. It's so much fun. Julia made everyone laugh with the shove it up his ass comment. It really brought everyone together.
Talking about having her cucumbers with her vodka and a little bit of water being like a salad. Like, right. I think she also I think she's pretty real. We interviewed her. She was who she was. Like, I think
she's nice.
She's going through is just kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Love them all. I think it's great.
And the Martina, we get Martina in it. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. a great show. And the fact that they can move on, they went on to the dinner, to the shaman, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. That's what we need. Did you watch the Jersey trailer?
Yes.
What do you think?
I can't remember even what I saw.
I was intrigued.
I think it'll be. I love it no matter what it is.
I do, too. I'm a little. Seems like a few too new, many new people.
We'll see how they're infused, right?
Yeah. Like how they like kind them. Of. Mm-hmm. But obviously the Teresa and Joe of it all will always.
I would love to see. They can't do the. Sorry, I don't know what Melissa and Joe have on Bravo and why they're still here. And I know there's people who feel strongly opposite, but
yes,
I would stop watching the show if there was no Teresa, to be plain and honest.
Uh-huh.
People think the show can go on without Teresa. I don't know what planet they're on. It's like the Earth without the moon. I mean, she's my moon, baby. She's my tides. She's my shining star.
Here.
Okay, I have a problem.
It. Yeah.
Heather Gay, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, can go fuck themselves.
How the fuck dare Heather? So Gay. Stupid. This is what I would like to say about this. I feel completely fucking justified in my opinion.
Yeah, you are.
Show trash, 100%. And then it's a bunch of bullshit because
I enjoyed
that episode
it last week, even, but I hate it too.
Even Andy Cohen putting up like, "Ooh, must watch."
What is wrong with him?
The fuck are you talking about? Must watch for what? The weirdest thing I've ever seen to somebody come out with a black eye. Nobody says shit about it and just lets it fly under the table. Like nothing happened. Nobody gets answers. We just move on. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Heather had the chance to be a top tier housewife. If she would have came out and blown it up
all over it,
she should be fired. She should be let go for the season.
Yes.
Okay. It's either she got infected in her eye at laser beams or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes a while because I never thought about it. It probably does take a while. People say, we saw that it showed signs days before. She was wearing sunglasses days before. Yeah. So it shows a bunch of bullshit. And Jen Shaw's eyes are liar eyes. You can see that Jen Shaw's brain's turning. She's thinking something while Heather is.
Yeah.
And it makes Heather look like a garbage person like Jen Shaw to me because they're obviously in cahoots with something.
There's something weird happening there. And then, you know, watched that episode, extremely frustrating. And then I saw the like victim statements released for the Jen Shah case.
Right.
And disgusting, despicable shit. She should not.
She shouldn't be on it.
Like, she's the best person on the show in terms of entertainment value. She should not be on this fucking show.
It's Bravo
should not have let it happen. It's,
right.
It's
gross.
And in that episode, I was just like, what the fuck am I watching? How are we all sitting here like ignoring, either creating a fake storyline or
it's
ignoring
a bad
something
black
major?
Eye.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Doesn't you she need to go to the doctor? You just let your eye swell up like that?
Insane. Insane. And I thought it was fucking terrible.
The one sentence that drives me crazy and I think about it daily and it makes me want to go nuts is the fact that she goes, we all know what happened. We just don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Exactly. That's the problem to me. That's the part that I just don't understand.
Because I believe Meredith's reaction and Whitney.
Yes, I do too.
Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
It seemed real. No, just like that they... Just the fact that if she hadn't said that, then I'd have been like, I don't know what the fuck happened. This
right.
Weird. But the fact that she said that and then everybody's going to sit around and let that comment stand, I would go, what the fuck do you mean? Like, how do you not ask a follow up question to that when she's standing in front of you looking, she got beat to shit? It makes no
sense. I'd
be like,
I'm going home then. You don't tell me what happened on this black eye. I'm going home because I don't like you. You're a liar. You're a weirdo.
It's weird. Like Whitney, when she was like, I literally feel sick about it. And I was like, yes, that is disgusting. Like there's something creepy about all this kind of shit that makes me feel like not.
Why do they make me like Whitney?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Right.
And they're going roller skating in those outfits. Those pants are going to drag on the ground and you're going to bust your face open. Right. And then they left the ice cream on the beach thing like that to let it to melt. And would you ride in one of those little go-karts in the real streets of San Diego?
No.
Do you want to die?
Did you also notice that only one person, the driver, had to have the helmet on, not the other person? It was like, what the hell is this?
No, like, I'm not driving that. It's probably going 20 miles an hour. You're going to end up dead.
Yeah, no.
San Diego streets are serious business.
Watch out on these streets.
And then they bring him to a winery out in Escondido. It's like, it's probably nice and all, but keep them in the freaking area. You're going to put them in why when they have limited time, are you making them travel in a bus for 45 minutes up to a winery? It's dumb.
It was a bad.
And they shouldn't separate.
One of the most frustrating episodes I've seen.
Why on Housewives does everyone, why don't we all do the same group activity? Why are we separating half and half?
So they can talk shit about the other half. It's forced.
Stupid.
The good stuff happens when you're like, again, New York, they all go on the, they are doing the same
all
shit
together,
all talking
right.
shit, drunk at the winery together. That's what we need. Yeah.
But Heather's so frustrating. I must say my favorite show on Bravo beyond, I guess that this isn't on Bravo, is Million Dollar Listing.
I gotta watch it.
I love it. I love Josh Flagg.
Yeah.
I know that you guys have issues with the Altmans, but I find them kind of likable. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion.
It.
And then Tracy, they're all becoming really good friends. It's a cute little show.
I should be recording it.
It's a great show. It's fun. It's a fun little hour.
I watched, this is my one random recommendation. I'm very behind, so probably everyone watched it. Tell Me Lies on Hulu. It's like a trashy.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's like another
sex
show.
In college, like, bad relationship show. It was actually good. I blew through it on the plane.
People are raving about it.
It was fun. I mean, a lot of sex were to the point where I was like, this is fucking dumb. We don't need like five sex scenes an episode. The plot of the show though, like actually where they got it to was good. I think there'll be a second season. So if anyone's looking for
something
trashy but good. It was definitely like, should I be watching this on the plane? Like they're banging everywhere, but whatever. Made it work.
The fuck off. So you got out and flew on time. Was the airport
Southwest? The airport was crowded, but we flew in and out of United. So like
give everybody the finger, like
Newark
fuck you.
Has like a United terminal. So I didn't see the chaos, but we drove past one of the terminals. We left on the 27th, slammed. I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be a nightmare.
Southwest
but
is
ours
a nightmare.
Wasn't bad. You know why?
Mine is
because
a nightmare.
It's the bus of the sky. This is how they got so fucked because it sounds like their system was archaic too, but it's like, you know, when I flew Southwest for the first time recently, like in years to New Orleans, they're like, this plane goes to Houston, New Orleans, Minnesota. So if like, that whole thing gets canceled, those are five groups of people stranded. It's a bad model in that sense.
It works until it doesn't. It's, it's the Ponzi scheme of the sky, baby.
Literally. No, but I mean, the fact that like you get onto a plane that's going in the sky and people are just sitting, people coming in and out. It's wild. It's literally like a bus.
It is.
So,
and but I feel bad for people stranded. Like a Southwest.
Yeah, all right, guys, guess what? We'll be back before all you know it.
Back see you later, alligators.
Love after a lockup. Adios.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.